This is Family Policy Matters. This program is produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council, a pro-family research and education organization dedicated to strengthening and preserving the family. And now from the studio, here's John Rustin, president of the North Carolina Family Policy Council.
Thank you for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. It is a great pleasure to have Gianna Jessen with us on the program. Gianna is a pro-life advocate, national speaker, writer, and singer who was miraculously born alive after her biological mother underwent a failed saline abortion in the late 1970s. God has used Gianna's life to inspire a pro-life movie, October Baby, as well as life-saving legislation such as the federal Born Alive Infant Protection Act. Gianna has testified before numerous lawmaking bodies both in the United States and abroad, including the U.S. Congress, and she most recently appeared before Congress during hearings investigating the gruesome practices employed by Planned Parenthood to harvest and sell the body parts of aborted unborn babies. Gianna is with us today to share her amazing story, and we're so excited to have her with us. Gianna, welcome to Family Policy Matters.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. Now, Gianna, the circumstances surrounding your birth are really nothing short of miraculous. Your biological mother was 17 and pregnant when she went to a local abortion clinic. The saline abortion they attempted failed, and you were born. Praise the Lord. For those who don't know, tell us what's involved in a saline abortion, and how in the world did you survive?
Well, she was 7.5 months pregnant. She went to a Planned Parenthood who then told her she needed to go have a late-term saline abortion. And a saline abortion is a saline salt solution that's injected into the mother's womb. It's to burn the baby inside and out, blind and suffocate the child. And then she is to deliver a dead baby within 24 hours. But I was delivered alive after 18 hours of all of that.
Wow.
in a Los Angeles County abortion clinic. It's even stunning for me to look down at my medical records and have them say, born during saline abortion, 6 a.m., 2.5 pounds, 1977, Los Angeles, California. I mean, just absolutely mind-blowing to read that. And I should have burns on my body. And those that oppose me love to accuse me of lying because they say, your skin is not burned. You have flawless skin. And then, of course, my vanity as a woman takes over. And I think, yes, I do have flawless skin. Tell me more. But but really, it doesn't occur, I should say, to godless people that God could shield you in the womb just like he did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, I do have the gift of cerebral palsy, which was caused by a lack of oxygen to my brain while I was surviving that very abortion. So, yeah, that's what it is.
Well, thank you for sharing that. It is absolutely miraculous. Now, you stated before that if the abortionist had been at the clinic that day, you probably would not be here. Tell us more about that.
Oh, I wouldn't be, for sure. He was busy getting his coffee or whatever. It was so early in the morning, and it gave time for a nurse to call an ambulance and have me transferred to a hospital where, again, I was 2.5 pounds. And they said, there's no way this baby's going to live. He would have ended my life with strangulation, suffocation, or leaving me there to die because his job is to kill a child. Now, I do want to say at this juncture for anyone listening, driving in their car, wherever you are, I am not about shame. If you've had abortions, one or more abortions, or been involved with abortion, and you are just freaking out right now, I want you to hear my voice, and I want you to hear the name of Jesus. I'm a Christian, and the only thing that can relieve so much shame and guilt in your heart and your life, and if you're just sobbing, is him, and he will do it. But I don't want you to hear, as I'm explaining these things, that you are condemned or that you are awful. You are not. You are beloved of God. And that is so. And I've forgiven my biological mother for what she's done. Told her so. Told her I'm a Christian, etc. But I just have to get that across because I would imagine women who have avoided this issue in their life for 20 years hearing this and freaking out.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I think that's so important, and that there is a great measure of grace there, and you just stated that so beautifully. Now, as you mentioned, Gianna, you were born with cerebral palsy. Has it been determined that there is a connection between that disability and the saline abortion?
Yes, because of the direct lack of oxygen to my brain while I was being burned alive in my mother's womb. I would not be disabled otherwise, which I think is curious because you always hear the awful argument, if the baby is disabled, we need to terminate the pregnancy. Which, by the way, who does that sound like, Adolf Hitler? I mean, who are you, healthy person, to through your perception, your own perception, try to put on me what my value of life is according to you? I think that we have forgotten how beautiful adversity can be, how it is so often from the weakest among us that we learn something sorely lacking in the nation at present, which is wisdom. And so, I have a phenomenal life. Is it easy? No. I did not sign up for easy. I signed up for extraordinary. I come from the land of the free and the home of the brave, and beautiful things and beautiful lives cost something.
Wow. What a great statement. What a great testimony. Gianna, you were adopted when you were 4 years old, as I understand it. Tell us about your formative years and the impact your adoptive mother in particular had on your life growing up.
I am a huge advocate of adoption. However, I say this not as a victim, just in truth, that my adoption was a broken one. And I had a very, very challenging time. Let me back up a minute. I was in the hospital, then placed in emergency foster care, then treated not very well at all in that home. So I was transferred to another foster home of a woman by the name of Penny. So by this time, I was 17 months, 32 pounds of dead weight, and never supposed to walk or move or run any marathons, which I did. So Penny took me in and honestly saved my spirit. She's the one that taught me to walk once and then twice after spinal surgery. It was her daughter that adopted me, so my beloved Penny became my grandmother, who lived till just a few years ago. She was 91. She'd cared for 56 foster children as a single woman.
Wow.
And I'm just saying that though my adoption was difficult, the reason I believe that the Lord allowed it is he knew that if I had been torn away from my Penny, my grandmother, that my heart would have just broken and never repaired. So she just was amazing, and I'm so grateful.
How old were you, Gianna, when you learned about the circumstances surrounding your birth, and how did that news impact you?
Really odd timing. really odd timing. I was 12 years old, and it was Christmas Day, and my adoptive mother was making, dinner and all that stuff, and I was never satisfied with the answer to this question, which was always, why do I have cerebral palsy? And she would always say, because you were a premature baby or because you had a traumatic birth, because I knew that I was adopted. But this day, I asked her again, because I just thought, no, I have to ask you again. And she said, do you really want to know? And I said, yeah. And she was trying to soften it a little bit. Your biological mother was young, yada, yada, yada. And I just looked at her. And this will sound strange, but I believe in the Holy Spirit and a still small voice who can prepare us for really huge things.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, it was that I was aborted. And so I looked at her and I said, I was aborted, right? And she said, yes. And I said, as a 12-year-old, well, at least I have cerebral palsy for an interesting reason. And I went on my way. And honestly, I knew what abortion was, but I don't think I was fully comprehending that and so on. But that's when I found out, and that was my reaction.
Well, the pro-life film October Baby was inspired by your story, and I know that you stated that the film really changed you and helped you to heal. Talk about that, if you will, and tell us what it was about the movie that impacted you the most.
Well, the film was not about my life. It was inspired by my life, which is different, and I really do appreciate the film. But it was just very different from my life. But there were a few scenes that I could really relate to. There was a scene also where the woman that played the biological mother just fell down the door weeping over what she had done. And really, the actress, Sherry Rigby, said that was real. That scene where she was weeping was real because she had had an abortion. And she said the Lord came to her in that scene and began to heal her. And there was just moments that I could relate to in the film, and I'm really grateful for that, and really appreciative of the Irwin brothers who put that together. I think it's a really gentle way of getting the truth across to people in an issue that people really don't want to discuss.
Yeah. Well, Gianna, you mentioned a little bit earlier that you have forgiven your birth mother, who you met several years ago when she actually approached you, as I understand it, at a pro-life conference. What was that meeting like for you and for her?
It was absolutely stunning because my adoptive mother had met with her and told her my forgiveness, that I'm a Christian, but that I respectfully didn't want relationship. But I wanted her to know that, and she continued to not have a very high regard for my life, so she came anyway and had been watching me for quite some time at an event, waiting for the time to come in and let me know. And she just came up and said, "Hi, I'm your mother." And no warning, nothing. Wow. Except for, I should have had a clue as a Christian. For 2 weeks prior, there was this voice in my heart, the Holy Spirit, that said, "Now what would you do if your biological mother came to an event? What would you say? How would you handle it? What would you do if she disrupted it?" And at this very moment, the Lord said so clearly in my heart, "Gianna, you are a little princess. Stand up and speak with the authority of one." And I stood up and I said, "Ma'am, I am a Christian and I forgive you, but I will no longer allow you to speak to me in this manner." And I got up and I walked out. The reason I tell you that piece of it is because we are a nation cultivating a nation of victims. And I am no victim, and I am not defined by what she said or by what you say or anyone says. I am in Jesus, and I am dynamite, and I am defined by him. So anyone listening who's been through horrific things, you can choose today to be a victim or not.
Absolutely. Well, praise God for the Spirit leading you in that way. That's just amazing. Before we go, Gianna, just based on the story that you've shared with us, your incredible testimony, your incredible experience, and your heartfelt desire, I know for women who have had abortion or maybe in a circumstance where they're even considering that right now, what would you say to an abortion-minded woman who may be listening to the program now, who is facing an unplanned pregnancy and feels like abortion may be their only option?
I would say text HELP 313131, and that will connect you to your local pregnancy resource center. All their services are confidential and free. They offer guidance and hope and help and show you that you are not alone. You can also punch in pregnancy resource center in your town into Google, and you'll be connected to them. But this is definitely not the end of your life. This is the, in many ways, the beginning of so much of your life. God will absolutely be with you and not forsake you in this.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Well, Gianna, we are just about out of time for this week. I do want to let you share with our listeners before we go how they can hear more about your story and learn more about your incredible work to speak up for the sanctity of human life.
All right. Well, if people are interested in booking me to speak or whatever they have in mind, they can just go to my website, which is GiannaJessen.com.
Well, let me repeat that website. It's www.GiannaJessen.com, and I am going to spell that GiannaJessen.com. And with that, Gianna Jessen, I want to thank you so much for being with us on Family Policy Matters this week and for sharing your inspirational story of hope and purpose. God bless you, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Family Policy Matters is an information and analysis feature of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Join us weekly for discussion on policy issues affecting the family. If you have questions or comments, please contact us at 919-807-0800 or visit our website at ncfamily.org.